broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. I should say it continues now. This is the broadcast for November 25th. In the year of our Lord, 2020, this is Hour 202. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Sidney Powell probably going to file her lawsuits today, they say. Blockbuster stuff to discuss, Kurt.
Well, thank you, Sam. The one interview with Lou Dobbs on his program is the only one where you've got, Sidney talking herself. She's on the phone, but at least you get to hear her words. And I think that one's pretty good. It's not real long. You can probably pause it when you like and make comments or whatever.
All right, so you want to play, let's see here. I got so many of these, I got to struggle through them all and figure out.
Sorry.
Which one?
It's
here.
The one with the... let's see, what's it called? Lou Dobbs, so it'd be breaking news.
Loyal team, Trump, the pal says. Maybe yeah, mass evidence,
as
Glenn Pack.
Tomorrow.
Major developments in key states.
This
Mark
one, Sidney Powell tells Lou Dobbs her lawsuit in Georgia may be filed as soon as tomorrow. It's 7 minutes and 3 seconds.
I'll have to keep finding that here.
Sorry.
It'll be biblical.
Yeah, that was before. We didn't have time to play that one before.
Yeah.
But this one's, kind of
an update.
I'll
have to work on this here and try to find this. There's so many files that I get from everybody that I just can't handle it all by myself,
Yeah.
And, of course, Kurt moved the file that I gave him, so now I got to go look for it somewhere else.
Oh, I thought you didn't want me to leave it on there.
Let's see here. I'll keep working for this. You brief everybody while I look for this, Kurt.
Well, I'll email it back to you. You want me to?
No, just brief everybody while I look for this, and then I'll try to find it,
All right. Well, one of the most interesting ones that I want
to bring up. Oh, it says breaking news at the top. It doesn't say Sidney Powell.
Yes,
that's why I couldn't find it.
Right.
See, he's saying it says Sidney Powell. It actually says breaking news. So it's under the B's, not the S's, just so you know.
Oh.
In like 1,000 files, the B's matter. All right, here it is.
Joining us tonight by phone is Sidney Powell, defense attorney for General Michael Flynn, former federal prosecutor herself, and a great American. Sidney, great to have you with us. Let's start with the ownership of these voting firms. I know you're focusing on that part of the electoral fraud that's been perpetrated this year in this election. Why don't we know who they are?
Well, because they've used multiple shell companies and now apparently private equity groups to hide their actual ownership. But there's no doubt that the software was created and used in Venezuela to control the elections and make sure that Hugo Chavez was always reelected as the dictator of Venezuela in what appeared to be, quote, free and fair elections, end quote. But they were manipulated by the software used in the Dominion machines and used by other machines in the United States, frankly. And we are just continuing to be inundated by evidence of all the frauds here and every manner and means of fraud you could possibly think of.
I think many Americans have given no thought to electoral fraud that would be perpetrated through electronic voting. That is, these machines, these electronic voting companies, including Dominion, prominently Dominion, at least in the suspicions of a lot of Americans. We don't even know who has actually seen this software work. We don't know where their servers are for sure. We know a couple of them are overseas, and by overseas, I mean in Germany and Spain. It's just stunning that we have progressed this far with these companies and have permitted these entities that we don't know what their ownership is, we don't know what their possible bias is. How could this be?
because of all the corruption in the country, we need to find a way to follow the money back as far even as when this was approved by the special government committee called CFIUS, S-C-F-I-U-S, which are the heads of the respective agencies at the time who approved Dominion coming into the country and running our elections. And, I mean, Carolyn Maloney and Klobuchar and Warren have been raising Cain about this issue for a long time.
Right.
But nobody's done anything about it.
And as last year.
Yeah, and as best I can tell, both parties have any number of people who are at fault in the fact this has continued to play any role in our elections whatsoever. And we have no idea of who all has benefited from it. Somebody needs to do a massive money following investigation to find out who paid what to whom.
Well, you have promised a Kraken will be unleashed. We were expecting perhaps your suit would be filed yesterday or today. When shall we expect your lawsuit?
Well, I think no later than tomorrow. It's just going to be it's a massive document, and it's going to have a lot of exhibits.
And who will be the defendant or defendants?
The defendants are going to be folks in Georgia who are responsible for supposedly making sure the elections in Georgia are done properly. And there are just countless incidents of voter fraud and election fraud writ large in Georgia.
In Georgia, are you planning any other suits beyond Georgia?
Yes, we are. We'll be rolling them out as fast as we possibly can. Because it affected the entire country, actually. We even have an affidavit now from a distant state that's done by one of the election officials in the state telling us all the things that person witnessed as being wrong there. So it was nationwide.
Well, the number of affidavits is voluminous now. The eyewitnesses are considerable. Your thoughts now about what will be the impact and can it be adjudicated in such a way as to meet all of the deadlines that are forced upon you? That is December 8th, December 14th. Give us your sense of the timing and the urgency of getting this to resolution.
Yes. Well, obviously, it couldn't be more urgent. But yes, the time deadlines should be able to be met, and the evidence is so overwhelming, it's almost as though they were so blatant about it, they expected us to catch it, and, you know, maybe it's a diversion from something else that's going on. I don't know. But it's also clear that there was foreign intrusion into our voting systems, and that's going to be the real where the rubber meets the road.
You know, a person that I hold in high regard, who's been at various points in this political conflict over the last 4 years, said the difference this year in the political corruption and the pervasive nature of it is that he believes the left doesn't even care. The radical Dems, the deep state, don't even care whether we find out what we know. And I thought about it, and, you know, I think that may be well considered. Your thoughts?
Yes, I agree. I mean, that's exactly how blatant it is, and all kinds of it are equally blatant. I mean, people sitting on the floor and on the side, writing on the side of buses, filling out ballot after ballot. It's in your face everywhere. The statistical evidence is insurmountable. The mathematical evidence is to mathematical impossibilities. There's no way there was anything but widespread election fraud here. We've got one witness that says in Arizona, at least there were 35,000 votes added to every Democratic candidate just to start their voting off. It's like getting your $500 of Monopoly money to begin with when you haven't done anything. And it was only for Democrats.
Do you think that we're going to see the Trump presidency saved?
Yes, I definitely do. There's no issue in my mind but that he was elected in an absolute landslide nationwide.
Sidney Powell, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
There you have it. Lou Dobbs, Kurt Crosby. Not a whole lot of new stuff, a teeny bit of new stuff. It all starts in Georgia today. There's fraud everywhere, says Sidney Powell. I agree. She's starting to produce evidence. People don't like the evidence that they're starting to produce, but they are producing evidence. It isn't a matter of is there vote fraud and can she prove it anymore. I think it's a matter of will the courts just simply shut down the truth, Kurt? Or will Sidney Powell be able to prevail? That is becoming the question. Because although you've got folks like a Tucker Carlson who claims there's no evidence and that Sidney's not releasing evidence, I think she's releasing more and more and more details one at a time. Okay? And so she is producing the evidence, but if they're not going to acknowledge the evidence, if they just say, well, it doesn't exist and we're throwing it out, then what when the courts do that? That's kind of what the debate is here. Will we have the truth? Right? All right, so when we come back from the break, we've got a break coming up here. I'm going to play Sidney Powell's statement that she made relating to her book, Licensed to Lie, because I think it's relevant here. They lie. They're going to get you. If they want to get you, they'll get you. We'll talk about this. But the race is on. What will be the truth? Will the courts stand with the truth? I pray Sidney Powell and Kurt Cosby are right.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed, and I lost it to other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
That if the government wants to put you in prison, you will go to prison. It doesn't matter whether you're innocent or not. They will make up crimes against you. They will indict you. They will search your house. They're willing to make up evidence. They're willing to make up, put pressure on witnesses to say whatever they want them to say. Anything. They will do anything to get you put into prison. We live in far more of a police state than anybody ever wanted to think we did. Look at what's happened to Congressman Steve Stockman. I've got his defense fund linked at creepsonamission.com. Same thing has happened to Paul Manafort. to a friend of mine here in Dallas, to lots of other people around the country, and it's happening more and more and more. We have got to get an attorney general who understands the need for criminal justice reform. I hope people will encourage their congressman to pass the First Step Act. It is not going to let a lot of criminals loose on the streets who don't need to be there. We have been far too harsh in our punishment, and like I said, there are a lot of people that have been sent to prison as a result of wrongful convictions that don't even need to be there.
There you have it. They want to put President Trump in prison, Kurt.
Well, I mean, it's for his own good. They're, you know, wanting to make sure he's safe in there. I mean, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Here's the question. Will they be successful? According to Sidney Powell, they're going to get it done.
Well, she's... at least her current information tells us that the president will be reelected and that she will release this Kraken that will reset. You know, we're talking about the Great Reset in many ways. In her area, it would be resetting the American Republic so that the American people, when they vote, they actually... are rewarded with the people they vote for. And yeah. That's good news, if you ask me.
There you go. All right, you got more on this one, Kurt?
You know, the other audio that I sent you that was interesting to me, you've got the One American News people doing their best, you know, even though they're blacklisted or whatever. And then you've got this group with a... it was a Chinese commentator that I thought, you know, did pretty well, you know, focusing on some of these different ideas and, you know, stuff like that, talking about these backstories and things. There's just a number of them. The one that I probably would say we ought to go to next that I think is pretty good is this Artesia Bomer. Do you remember that one?
Michigan witness, here she is.
There you go.
But every time they would say, "How we doing out there?" they was like, "Woo! Like we doing the fraud. We got these. We got this."
Let me give just a little background on her real quick, Sam. So this is a lady. I mean, the study that I've done on her says that she's been politically active quite some time. She's in Michigan, as you've heard. She had run for Congress, didn't get elected, but she had run for it. And so this is a lady that's, you know, pretty active there. And so she's a black lady. And so I think that's one way she kind of got into there. And she was in there during the vote counting and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, she was able to get past some normal stuff and see things, and she documents it. She writes down the times and the different things that happened that she saw, and she's, in my opinion, a very credible witness. Anyway, thank you for pausing it.
But that feeling around, like I said, 403, they made the announcement, 50 boxes just came in. Woo!
So did you understand that, Sam, if you pause that for a second? So she's saying that while they're in there at 4:03 in the morning, they get they announce to all the vote, you know, counters that 50 boxes of ballots just came in. 4:03 in the morning, that's when we're talking about these, you know, kind of mysterious things showing up. And here's an eyewitness reporting about that.
Who's happy about that? When it's 4:03 a.m.
What time? You said
it was around 4:03 a.m. in the morning.
And this was the day after election.
This is November the 4th, going into the November the 4th.
This is late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning.
And they
said 50 boxes?
They said, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to announce that 50 boxes just came in.
Why did they typically announce that new boxes had come in?
No. Within an hour, they said, well, thank you, you guys. You checked all of the boxes, and they're all checked, and you can start cleaning off your tables. And woo! They were so happy.
What time did they say that again? That they had all been counted?
About around 5:00, between 5 and 5:15 a.m.
Okay. Do you think you could count that many boxes in that month?
You cannot count even one box that fast, because it's a process. You would have to give them the ballots. You would have to give them 50 apiece. You would have to have them come up and get them. Then they would have to go down. They would have to use this system at their table first before it even goes to the middle where the tabulators sit. Pay election workers at $600 a pop and more.
Yeah.
And guess what? You would think they're tired. Oh, no. They made an announcement before they asked us to watch the ballot. You can take out your cell phones and you can use them. Just don't do any recording or take pictures. Everybody was clapping, woo, and that is totally against the rules. You are not supposed to have your cell phone out.
What did you think they allowed them to do that for?
Probably to just make them feel happy that they're stuck there, and maybe they can play a game while they sit there, because some of them were getting bored, some of them were getting tired. You can see their face. Every time I observed a straight ticket or I saw Donald Trump's name circled in, they would shove it back in the envelope and they would put it back in the pile.
Every time?
Every time they saw it, they would shove. It was so many votes. They even had USPS boxes stacked up by the threes under each person. And on the top of those ballots was either red straight ticket or you can see Donald Trump's name shaded in. And they were all on the floors. All tables had these boxes. When I went around monitoring, they were all on the floor. They were either straight tickets or somebody shaded his name in and just went across the ballot with different shadings in other areas. And they were sitting on the floor. And so I asked the man that was sitting right here, why are these still sitting on the floor? He said, oh, they were already counted. But remember, we just started the counting a little bit past 11:30 p.m. on November the 3rd. So how could all those be counted that quick? It was impossible. They would override so many ballots that I saw. They would put in a scanner, and then on there it would say, are you sure you want to override to them, like something?
So let's pause it for a second before she goes on here, Sam. So what she's talking about earlier, she's saying that, hey, if they saw that the President Trump was chosen on a ballot, and or it was a straight Republican ballot, then they would stick it back in the envelope rather than put it in the system. They'd stick it back in the envelope, and they show these stacks of USPS or United States Postal Service boxes under the tables. So those ballots didn't get, you know, at all entered in. They just get stuck back in there because they didn't really want that number to be in. And now she's talking about how the system, the voting system, would allow for, if they did put one of those in, that it would allow for an override of it. So in other words, instead of letting it be in there as President Trump, then they can override it and change it so that they get the right person voted for, you know, Sam? Go ahead.
Ballot, but they went in and overread the system, and they would take the mouse and click yes, and a green check mark would come in and says processed or something. I saw the tabulator. A man was spraying his chemical all up in there, just spraying. We don't know what it was. It had a long straw on it, like WD-40 stuff you would spray that puts the stem on it. He was just spraying all in the tabulator. The ballot numbers are usually right here, the barcodes, and you put it in like this. Well, in that part of the machine, he went in there, and I saw him dig out and pull off white. It looked like correction tape. Well, it was correction tape, because not only I witnessed him walking around with this correction tape, but a lot of other people did as well, and they took notes. And as well, they had a huge cafeteria for the poll workers. They can eat and drink anything they wanted, but they had big, huge boxes under their table that belonged to them. They were super excited, and there's no way you're super excited unless you know something.
So wait, did you have access to go eat and drink whatever you wanted in this room as well, or was that?
No, we could not go in that room. They separated us. They had us always continue to go back to room 260.
Okay, the Republicans were in room 260, and who was in this other room with all the food and drink and everything?
Democrats.
Okay, got it.
Quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live. Tucker, did you get the witness file, buddy?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With coronavirus infections surging in California, state and local officials are adding new restrictions in hopes of slowing down the cases. The new lockdown measures, which include a late-night curfew in most of California and the shuttering of restaurants and places of worship, have been met with some skepticism by a public weary of politicians breaking the very mandates they're imposing. Referring to the curfew, Dr. George Rutherford, an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco, said last week, "It's because of bad behavior going up in the evening, at least what I recall from college." Dr. Mark Golley, California Health and Human Services Secretary, said it aims to prevent super spreading incidents among friends at night that can begin a chain reaction. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey said Tuesday that Democrat Joe Biden won the state's presidential election vote and endorsed its voting process despite numerous claims of irregularities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With a shortened work week for those of us fortunate enough to be working during this pandemic, USA Radio News Val Dior looks at what the big meal will cost us in 2020.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner dropped 4% from last year, the lowest it's been since 2010. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a Washington-based trade group representing farmers and ranchers. The report is based on more than 230 surveys with pricing data from all 50 states. A meal for 10 should cost you an average of $46.90. Retailers are pricing turkeys to encourage you to shop. The average price of a turkey dropped 7% this year to a bit more than $19 for a 16-pound turkey. Whipped cream and sweet potatoes also saw prices drop. However, prices for the good stuff, dinner rolls, cubed bread for stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix, is up slightly. All in all, gathering friends and family during a pandemic, priceless. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The University of Illinois Extension is reporting an estimated 46 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving. USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the middle of listening to an eyewitness to vote fraud. Tucker Carlson says there's no evidence. Sidney Powell and others failed to produce evidence, but we're listening to the evidence he claims does not exist right now on your radio.
There were boxes in there, he said.
They had them under their tables already. People had their own big, huge boxes and big coolers. And we was like, wow, this, no checking for security. I could have had 10 guns in my backpack. They didn't check for nothing. They just let you in. This is volunteer. This is for justice. And this is for it to go to court, all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to. Because I saw what I saw. I made notes. And justice needs to be served. This election was cheated, and it needs to be redone.
But in the Wayne County election results, do you have any confidence in the results?
I don't have any confidence in any of the election process now after this fraud happened right in, before my eyes. I'm traumatized by it. Someone put me in a hotel for the weekend so I can have rest, so I can be rested, because I'm traumatized by this. It hurts my heart, my spirit, my soul, all of the above. It's traumatizing.
Thank you.
I cried and everything, so this is serious. I don't know. I have never personally met Donald Trump in my life. My spirit is torn and everything. It took my whole faith out of the justice system, and I hope that with this interview, it can help justice move forward.
Hey, Kurt, what does Tucker say now, buddy?
When I saw the Tucker program last night, Sam, they were talking about other stuff. For example, they were talking about the proposed cabinet for the for Biden, and I'm not saying he was congenial about the cabinet, but he had gone on rather than, if we can find this individual, and we got it from WorldNet Daily, their article, and they put the video that was, the one that they put in there is like 40 minutes long. I just gave you like a 5-minute segment of it, Sam, and my Bless wife you. Watched it, and she. Anyway, my wife said, oh, there's a bunch that you missed that, you didn't get there, where she's describing all these other things. And this lady ran as a candidate for the U.S. Taxpayers Party, and she says the Democrats cheated and the election needs to be redone. Just like you heard, she was asked if she has confidence in the election results in Wayne County, which is where Detroit is. She said, I don't have any confidence in any of the election process after this fraud happened right before my eyes.
Yeah, I saw it myself. I don't blame her for her being cynical about it. I don't have confidence in the courts either, though. So I pray for Sidney Powell. I pray for the point that you're making. I pray this witness gets a chance to tell her story and that it has an impact like it deserves to. I think she's right on the facts and the point, and I commend her for her being willing to stand up and everything. But I don't have any confidence in the courts either. These are the baby killing Roe versus Wade people they're hoping to go to solve it, right? The Republican-controlled courts, is that where they're trying to go? The Republicans have already turned their backs on poor Donald Trump already. And so, in my opinion, is Tucker Carlson. See, what about this? When Tucker makes this big deal and throws down against Sidney Powell and says, you claimed you had evidence and you don't have any and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and now we play this. How do you say that's not evidence, Kurt?
Well, another thing to throw in right about this time on the Tucker Carlson thing, and this is just me, observing the whole thing the best I can. I've never been in his office. I've been a fan of his in the past. In the past, he's kind, I thought, with his coverage of Ron Paul. And that kind of stuff. But now, Sam, he's kind of, risen up, or, he's lifted up there to be one of the top ones there at Fox. And he made a comment just a few, within the last week or two, that he was going to be staying there, and that they had, he didn't say how much they extended his thing or how much money he was going to be getting, but he was going to be there. I guess there was some talk about him going to some other place, or starting his own thing or whatever. I think he even had, if I remember right, I think he even had something to do with the starting of Breitbart, if I remember it right. Or maybe it was some other some other website, if I remember right, that he had in the past, and he put his efforts to. But so I'm kind of thinking the whole Velvet Hammer thing may be part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with the Velvet Hammer, our friend Chuck Harder, who years ago taught us about how this worked at the time that he was working for NBC and NBC Radio, and he wanted to talk about certain things that he saw as, kind of news stories that, he remembers basically that they'd come in and say stuff like, well, Chuck, you do such a good job here, man, and we just really impressed with your efforts. Your voice sounds great and all that kind of stuff. We've even got some big plans to move you up and give you a, better time slot or, whatever it was. But then they'd say, we just need you to kind of focus on these, that story there is just not helpful for our advertisers or, whatever it is. But
that
the bottom
vote
line
fraud
is
stuff makes us look foolish.
Yeah, this is a little, the velvet hammer. So it's like soft, but it's hard, and you could hear it and feel it. And I think that may be part of the whole Tucker Carlson, getting the velvet hammer lately.
So, and I think you're exactly right. However, I simply look at it like this. Based on principle, when they do right, we praise them. When they don't do right, we stand against them. So when Tucker beats up Sidney Powell, who, in my opinion, is a patriot for the people, and doesn't give her time to produce the evidence that he wants. He just wanted to have the evidence first and be the rock star out of the evidence or whatever. I'm looking at it saying, hey, we didn't get the evidence first. You know, I don't know who got it first or whatever. All I know is here's the evidence that Sydney's talking about. She claims she's filing her lawsuit today. And, you know, again, it may be filed today. It may be filed Friday or Monday. I don't know. With the holidays, maybe she tries to file it and they don't accept it. I don't know. Or maybe she, finds another important piece that needs to, you need to rewrite or rework something. Even if it doesn't get filed today, I'm not going to beat her up. I'm going to give her plenty of time to work through this, Kurt. And I think that's what Tucker, if he was honest in the media, would do as well. But he beat her up, and now he looks like a fool because we just played a witness. Now, she's claiming that they have dozens of witnesses, Kurt, that are willing to swear affidavits. She's released some of the affidavits online as well.
Yeah.
So what more do you want from these attorneys? They're telling you, hey, the group that did this is Dominion, and they're guilty of sin, and we're trying to get to the bottom of all these shell companies. It's going to take a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. No, duh.
Good point.
Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm saying this to Carlson and some of these other people. You expect them just to have it all together, like in 36 hours? You're off your rocker. That's not even possible to do.
But that's part of the narrative, isn't it, Sam? It's part of the...
Whose narrative?
The insider, the kingman.
Yes, but that's Tucker's narrative now. And so now I have to say to you...
He's fallen for it.
Well, he's fallen for it. He's got the velvet hammer. He has no choice. I don't know. I don't know the inside. All I know is when Tucker does what's right, and he's kind of Ron Paul, he's going to get praise from me. Yep. When he's kind to anybody, he's going to get praise. And when he's absolutely a jerk, when he's offensive, when he basically expects the impossible, the public now thinks you can solve any crime in 30 minutes or less because of the mainstream boob tube TV garbage. Okay, but this is where I say, you've got to give Sidney Powell time to put this all together. You've got to, what if that witness says, I'm willing to let you play that in court, but I don't want you to play it to the public? Do you just ignore the witness and play it in public? Or do you try to talk to the witness and over time say, listen, we've got to start producing some of this evidence. I know we have it, but we need to. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you do in those cases? And Sidney and others have already articulated that witnesses don't want to stand up for fear of their lives.
Yep.
Okay? You've even got Donald Trump saying, hey, my staff needs to comply or else they're going to have violence committed against them.
Yep.
And then you got Tucker mocking those guys, adding insult to injury. So I'm not here to attack Tucker, but I am here to set the record straight. You have got to give these people time to work through this. If you're honest, you will give them time to work through this. Now, Matt Staver, Kurt, not only is Sidney Powell's record impeccable, but Lynn Wood's record is impeccable as well. And third, Matthew Staver's record with the Liberty Counsel is impeccable. Do you have that email that I sent you from his response?
Yeah, I read that yesterday. It's really good, isn't it?
Well, I just sent it to you, so
yeah,
it's a different
but
one.
I mean, I got the same one that he sent, but it's very good. I'll read it.
All right, we need. Did you read it on the air yesterday?
No.
All right, we gotta let everybody know about this. This, in my opinion, is critical.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about you know, prevention, all of these other services. I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Sidney Powell, Lynn Woods, and Matthew Staver, all three are stellar attorneys with literally some of the most impeccable records, track records I've ever seen in my entire life. How dare Tucker literally dismiss them so quickly? What is behind Tucker's agenda? I don't know, but shame, shame on Tucker. But here's the email from Matthew Staver with his, he's with Liberty Counsel. Kurt?
Yeah, and we've basically known of him and promoted him in Liberty Counsel for years. I mean,
and him and his attorneys have been on the air with us many times.
Right, very good. So he says, the headline reads, Dominion, a no-show, and an expedited appeal. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals is expediting President Trump's Pennsylvania appeal. This was after an Obama-appointed judge ruled against the challenge. Liberty Counsel Action has been active in Pennsylvania for some time, raising our concerns in hearings about batches of votes that were not valid. We are in steady communication with party officials and many other sources. There are many moving parts. and a lot still needs to be investigated, and there is still ongoing litigation in many of these states.
Did you hear that, Tucker?
We need your help. Mm-hmm. We need your help to get the message straight to these legislators to pause and to fully investigate this election before the legislature certifies any election results. And, you know, then he makes a request that you can... save election integrity by faxing, and you know, you can do it to all the different ones for like $69. I did that for you, Sam, so I figured, you know,
Thank you. You'd
be happy with me getting that done. It says, Pennsylvania State Representative Seth Grove, he's a Republican, called out Dominion for refusing to appear before a Pennsylvania House committee to answer questions. He said, if they have nothing to hide, why are they hiding from us? During this committee hearing, Dominion representatives would have been forced to answer questions under oath from the state legislators. Instead, an employee of a group representing Dominion took to the airwaves, says, in parentheses, Matt Staver writes, where he was not under oath, in parentheses, to make limited scope statements, saying he has not yet heard any accusations that are correct. Yet Matt Staver continues from Liberty Counsel. Yet Dominion continues to refuse to answer questions under oath in Pennsylvania. This refusal alone raises serious questions. The issue of election integrity is a deeply concerning problem and one that merits deeper investigation. Liberty Counsel Action is doing everything in our power to bring you the truth and the best path forward. With so many unanswered questions.
So, Kurt, I got a question.
Yes,
if you just don't show Dominion a no-show and expedited appeal, doesn't the judge just throw you in jail? I mean, as far as I understand...
Well, that would be for you or for me, Sam. Good point. You guys just remember, this is a special group here.
But I want to shout out to Tucker, though. This is an example where you say, we don't talk about the evidence. Well, what about the chance to depose these people in court about their systems and about where they were built and who programmed them and what they're capable of? And what about that debriefing in court? Okay, you say, well, hey, the timelines are about to get everybody. I agree with all that. But... when Dominion's a no-show and an expedited appeal, the judge should be ballistic and start throwing people behind bars right now. Kurt, behind bars. But I don't
see
anything
happening. Steve Stockman is?
Yeah, that's my whole point. The good guys are in jail. Yeah. The bad guys run around free.
Yeah. Anyway, Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver continues, says, with so many unanswered questions, it is critical to not... and he puts not in big letters, certify the election before the legal cases and the fraud allegations are resolved. He says, contact the legislators in these swing states, and he tells you how you can do it, sending them a fax. I'm just not sure if a fax would get to them, but, you know, at least
people are trying.
Matt's
at least people are doing what they can.
As I wrote last week, we have an eyewitness who personally saw Smartmatic change votes in Venezuela.
So that's a different witness than the one we already played, ladies and gentlemen. So again to you, yeah. Tucker, what about the witness Matt Staver claims? Why don't you have Matt Staver on your radio, my friend? On your TV, on your networks, okay? Don't just beat up Sidney Powell. Find out if Sidney's telling the truth, Tucker. You owe it to the American people to do the who, what, when, where, why on this story. And you haven't done it, buddy. I ask why.
Matt Staver continues, says, Dominion worked with Smartmatic in the Philippines, and according to a lawsuit by Smartmatic, Dominion stole the software for its own systems. According to Dominion, about 40% of U.S. voters in 28 states use their voting systems. 40% in 28 states. There are many unanswered questions. Great harm could be done to our election system if we sweep these concerns under the rug.
So I got a question for you, Tucker. When Matthew Staver, you cannot debate this attorney. I don't think you can debate Sidney's credentials either. But you know, how are you going to debate Matt Staver's sincerity, credentials? He's saying that, hey, if we sweep this under the rug, if we just dismiss Sidney and go, whatever, and she's bogus. If we sweep this under the rug, we could be doing serious damage to our election systems in America. Now, Matt Staver emails me again. I just sent it to you, Kurt. Headline says this, Dominion refuses questions from the Pennsylvania legislature. You got that one handy, Kurt? This is just as critical.
There it is.
Okay, this isn't Sidney Powell either. So if you just got an ash to grind with Sidney Tucker, fine. You guys can, you know, have egos or whatever else. I don't think Cindy has an ego. Sydney has an ego. But if it's your ego, step back and talk about Matt Staver and Lynn Woods then. Okay, the problem is there's too many great attorneys that are on this. That, you know what? Why would they go out and put their whole reputations on the line over something they cannot prove? I just don't see the value for a Matt Staver. There's zero advantage for this, but here's what he says. Kurt.
Well, you could say that he's probably just doing this to bring in extra bucks to Liberty Counsel, but I just don't see that, Sam. I mean, we've watched him for years. He's serious about defending freedom. So he says in this most recent one, the headline reads, Dominion refuses questions from Pennsylvania legislature. Says, even as the Pennsylvania Secretary of State certified the vote this morning, lawsuits continue around serious allegations of elections fraud. Some relate to Dominion. These court cases will continue and may force a change in Pennsylvania certification, including a decision from the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Dominion voting software executives refused to appear before a Pennsylvania State Government Committee hearing Friday, begging the question, what are they hiding? We'll take a look at the allegations below, Matt says, read on. Pennsylvania Legislature's State Government Committee Chair, his name is Seth Grove, stood on the steps of the Pennsylvania Capitol building, backed by Republican members of the Pennsylvania Legislature. The Republican members of the State Government Committee should have been in a hearing in which Dominion voting system executives were to testify regarding profoundly serious allegations of voter fraud within their systems. At the very last minute, Dominion pulled out of the hearings. Not one representative from Dominion showed up to testify about their software in the hotly contested 2020 Pennsylvania presidential election. Representative Grove said, I am saddened to report to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania and the 1.3 million voters who trusted Dominion voting systems with their ballots that Dominion has hung you out to dry and slapped you in your faces. Not only is Pennsylvania more skeptical, but the actions of Dominion voting systems last night have lent credibility to their accusers' accusations.
And let me stop there for Tucker and the judges. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you have Dominion, this voting company, in a lawsuit already on another matter because they stole technology from another group, and then you have Dominion refusing questions from the Pennsylvania legislature, and then you have Dominion as a no-show in an expedited court case, an expedited appeal, and you've got three of the best attorneys around. I'm not saying there's not other good attorneys out there, but these are some of the best. It's beyond debate. Matt Staver, Lynn Woods, Sidney Powell. Are you going to say there's something here to at least investigate, or are you just going to say there's nothing there? Okay. Meanwhile, while that's going on, Biden says, I'll give pathway citizenship to 11 million undocumented immigrants, Kurt. That's going on. As Trump's going to turn over security briefing meetings and let Biden sit in on them, and who knows how much involvement he'll have or whatever else. Why would Trump allow Biden to do that? It's a national security crisis. These scandals are the same kind of scandals that Joe Biden and Hunter are in, Kurt, which is pay-to-play stuff, big money for, selling us out. But where do we go from here? So, you know what? I still don't have confidence in the courts, but I pray Matt Staver, and I pray Sidney Powell, and I pray Lynn Woods and others are given the opportunity to really, file this in court and get a fair, transparent, appropriate, due process style hearing. But as I, as I look at it, I just think the swamp's too deep and they're just going to get crushed. I wish it weren't true. And I hope that Lynn Woods is right when he says Trump will be reelected. And I hope that Sidney Powell is right when she says Trump will be reelected. And I hope that Matthew Staver's right when he says, hey, we may have to overturn these election results for the truth. I think they're spot on right. I have known these people for a long time. I've known Matt Staver and interviewed Matt Staver and members of his team on a lot of legal matters for over 25 years. And I'm telling you, they're some of the best people alive, Kurt.
Couldn't agree more, Sam.
But I just don't have confidence in the courts. And that's I think that's the only real issue that Kurt and I differ on. Kurt's confident the courts will deliver the truth, and I pray Kurt's right. But as I've seen what they've done to Sidney Powell and even Giuliani's attorneys and Trump's attorneys, and when I see that, there's nobody getting arrested or no mile markers along the way, I get very, very concerned. Michael Flynn's going to be pardoned probably as well. The debate's up, too. Can Trump pardon himself? Constitutionally, can he, Kurt? That's up for debate, too. All right, we are going to be live on Thanksgiving Day. You going to join me, Kurt?
That should be fine, Sam.
I think we're going to try to avoid some politics and talk about Thanksgiving and talk a little bit more about liberty and how to, one, what makes liberty happen? What are some of the fundamental things we should be thankful for that makes liberty happen? That's the free enterprise system, for starters. And a whole lot more. We've got personal stories to tell you about Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's delightful to kick off the season where we can use the hashtag give thanks, huh? For Sam and Kurt, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.